Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babul Bukai wal Khufi inda al-Mururi bi Quburi al-Zalimin wa Masari'ihim wa Idhhari al-Iftiqari ila Allah Ta'ala wa al-Tahdhiri min al-Ghaflati an Dhalik. The chapter on crying and being fearful when passing by the graves and the ruins of the wrongdoers, and showing one's dependence on Allah Ta'ala and warning against negligence in this regard. We'll do the hadith and then we'll give an explanation. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala li ashabihi ya'ni lamma wasalu al-hijra diyara thamud la tadkhulu ala ha'ulai al-mu'adhabin illa an takunu bakin fa'in lam takunu bakin fala tadkhulu alayhim لا يصيبكم ما أصابهم متفق عليه وفي رواية قال لما مر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالحجر قال لا تدخلوا مساكن الذين ظلموا أنفسهم أن يصيبكم ما أصابهم إلا أن تكونوا باكين ثم قنع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رأسه وأسرع السير حتى أجاز الوادي. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما narrates that رسول الله Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his Sahaba when they reached Al-Hijr, the houses of the Samud, do not enter the area where these people were punished without crying. If you are unable to cry, then do not enter for the fear that what afflicted them may afflict you. Another narration has it that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by Al-Hijr, this Al-Hijr is a place between Madinah Sharif and Syria. Between Madinah Sharif and Sham, there was the remains of the Thamud. They were punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as they were going, now they had to pass there not out of volition, not out of enjoyment, not to go and do some touring and sightseeing. They were going on jihad for the Tabuk, for the expedition of Tabuk. So they had to go past this area. And whilst out of necessity going past this area, this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is trying to tell them. Then don't take any enjoyment from this place. Don't look around and enjoy. In other words, you must pass in such a condition that antakunu baqin, as though you are crying. And in the second hadith we find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not enter the houses of those who wrong themselves without crying, for fear that what afflicted them may afflict you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then covered his head, quickened his pace until he crossed the valley. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam actually covered himself, put something over his head like a shawl, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam quickened his pace until he passed that place. What Allah, how Allah ta'ala punished them, he mustn't punish us for being in this same place. So what we learn from this hadith is that where Allah ta'ala's azab comes, that now doesn't become a place of sightseeing. Very often this happens, that these places become a place of sightseeing. People go there for picnics, they go there for touring. Nowadays you find places like the Dead Sea, for example, you'll even get resorts that are coming there. And people will go there just to stay in the resorts and look at the place. And then people will buy the products of that area, they're going to use those products, etc. So therefore we have to be very careful. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us that even if you're unable to cry, then do not even enter that place. For the fear that Allah ta'ala may afflict those people that are entering with what he had afflicted the people of the past, those that got the azab, because they were doing wrong, they were doing evil, and Allah Ta'ala punished them to such an extent that the pious of our time, that they would be scared to even go to places where guna is taking place. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayh would often give this example, that people are going to the beachfront and other places where guna is taking place at the time when guna is taking place. What if Allah Ta'ala's azab comes there? What will happen to the people that are just going there for sightseeing and entertainment? That azab will also catch them. So whilst people are alive and they're wrongdoing, don't go to those places. Now when the people are dead also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us, they have been punished, they did evil, Allah Ta'ala has punished them. Those places also, we don't go. So ulama say that there are other places like this, that still have remnants of the azab that had taken place. Still places that we know that where azab has taken place, and we should be careful. One is Wadi Muhassar in Makkah Mukarrama, where the people of the elephant, Abraha and his army, they were destroyed. That place is where is known as Wadi Muhassar. The other is the museum in Egypt where the mummy of Fir'aun is kept, and the Dead Sea where the people of Lut alayhi salam were destroyed. Nowadays you find that people when they're going to visit places, good places, Masjid al-Aqsa, etc., that they don't realize that they go there specifically for touring. If a person happens to pass there, and then he happens to see that place, then too he should keep this hadith in mind. But it's not a specific tourist area that we go and we want to use the products, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq. This finishes off this chapter that we are doing, the chapter of visiting the sick person, what to read at the sick person, what to do, the etiquettes of visiting, then when the person passes away, the janazah, the du'as of janazah, and after a person passes away, what to read at the qabr, how to spend some time in the qabr after the person passes away, making du'a that Allah ta'ala keeps him firm. Now we came to this last part. Even long after this, if it happens to be a place where people are punished, the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come, then too we move swiftly and we move fast away from there. Now tomorrow, from tomorrow onwards, we'll start the etiquettes of safar, the etiquettes of traveling, all the different etiquettes that are related to travel. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.